Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hello, Pensacola. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate it. Let me tell you, we've been very busy today. A lot of stories coming down, but I want to kind of move those aside now, and let's go ahead and dive into the top three stories that's shaping your afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
And let's start off number one. The UWF Board of Trustees has scheduled a special board meeting for Tuesday to select an interim school president following the resignation of President Martha Saunders. When trustees met, they are going to, when they do meet, actually, where they're set to pick an effective date for Saunders' resignation and discuss contracting with an executive search firm to find a permanent president.
And Escambia commissioners looking into the spending practices of organizations funded by the Escambia Children's Trust. A recent document shows that 88% of the money awarded from last year was used for employee salaries and benefits, and only 11% went directly to programming for kids. Commissioner Mike Kohler calling for an audit of the organization.
Okay, here's number three for you. Amid support from hunters and warnings of a slaughter from animal rights advocates, state wildlife officials Wednesday moved forward with Florida's first black bear hunt in a decade. Before a pretty good-sized crowd at the College of Central Florida in Ocala, FWC voting 4-1 for a December hunt that could lead to as many as 187 bears being killed. The hunt will not include Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. The closest area to be included would be Panama City's Bay County.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, free trolleys coming back to Pensacola Beach tomorrow. The Santa Rosa Island Authority's free service offers more than 30 stops along three routes. The three routes originate from Casino Beach. One runs to Portofino, another to Park West near the Gulf Islands National Seashore entrance, and a third along the Commercial Core to the Grand Marlin. Trolleys are free to everyone. They run daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day, and you can get more info at visitpensacolabeach.com.
I wonder where the school year went, because the last day of school has arrived for students in Escambia County. Students will say goodbye to their teachers and classrooms tomorrow. Santa Rosa County will keep students in local schoolrooms until May 29th, following the Memorial Day holiday.
And millions of tourism dollars collected by Escambia County could be diverted to property tax relief. Local business leaders say it would do more harm than good for the community. If House Bill 7033 were to become law, 75% of a county's TDT dollars will be diverted to property tax relief and require Escambia commissioners to award a rebate to property owners on their tax bills based on the amount of tourist development taxes collected the year prior.
Well, the Santa Rosa Kids House presented with a check of over $22,000 this morning at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meeting. It was for the proceeds from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7's annual Spring Jam event. Brent Lane was there, presented that check.
At this time, we see that Cat Country's shown up, and so we're going to go ahead and drag you guys on up here, Brent Lane and Cat Country and the individuals from the great people from Kids House. And oh, this is awesome. This is awesome.
All right. Just about 6:15 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather, our first of the hour. Let's see. Got several spots of note still. Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Still got some backups there. Also had Garson Point Bridge dealing with some closures between Avalon, that area, and Gulf Breeze. So over the water looks like a no-go based on some reports from texters that we got earlier. Also got some issues at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 83 degrees. Going to be a low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, and it's going to be pretty warm. High of 88 and a low of 74.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Disney's placing employees who are Venezuelan citizens on leave now that the Trump administration is ending their protected status. Eben Brown has this new report from Miami.
The Walt Disney Company is putting dozens of its Florida-based employees on unpaid leave based on their Venezuelan origins. The policy from Disney, as reported by Bloomberg, is due to the Trump administration ordering the end to the temporary protected status of a number of Venezuelan migrants who were allowed to live in the U.S. after fleeing political violence in Venezuela. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted a lower court order blocking the termination of the status. It could require Venezuelan migrants in that group to depart the U.S. in the coming weeks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And an investigation into the Hope Florida Foundation is a manufactured political operation. That's what Governor Ron DeSantis said, at least. Said it yesterday after the Leon County State Attorney's Office announced the investigation. DeSantis' wife, Casey, of course, is connected to Hope Florida, the program designed to get people off government assistance, but there have been questions about its funding. And, of course, Pensacola Republican State Representative Alex Andrade is pushing for the investigation.
Well, millions of Americans beginning their travels ahead of Memorial Day weekend. Boy, listen to this. AAA is projecting 45.1 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period, which is going on right now through Monday.
All right. And Russian hackers say they're behind a ransomware attack against a Central Florida medical group. Florida Lung, Asthma, and Sleep Specialists has offices in several prominent cities throughout the state of Florida. A Russian hacking group says it targeted the medical offices, stealing patients' social security numbers, medical records, and passport info. They want $650,000 in Bitcoin. And this group is significant because they're not just any Russian hackers. They're the same ones that targeted the Sumter County Sheriff's Office just last year.
All right. They're celebrating down in Orlando, popping the cork of that bubbly. They're happy. New theme park opening up today. Here's Chris Foster with more.
Universal's Epic Universe in Orlando is the first major U.S. theme park to open since Disney California Adventure in 2001.
It's a big moment, and I can't believe I'm here.
Ryan Wright runs social media accounts about theme parks. There are five connected distinct areas, including Super Nintendo World, How to Train Your Dragon, and a Harry Potter World.
I was trying to get on Harry Potter, but they were like, oh, it's standby. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go on Celestial Stardust Racers.
Enzo Fatone there for opening day. So is Denise Spiegel with the trade association Visit Orlando, telling Fox 35 there.
When you come here, you don't just go for a theme park. That's a great reason to come. You're staying in the hotels, you're shopping, you're going to restaurants, and then you're going to other attractions. And so there is that ripple effect.
Chris Foster, Fox News.
And the leader of a Miami-based theft ring faces jail time and deportation. Oscar Guerra and a group of fellow Cuban nationals accused of stealing trailers, RVs, boats, and other vehicles valued at over $500,000. He was found guilty of grand theft and dealing in stolen property. State Attorney General James Uthmeyer made the announcement today. Guerra faces up to 60 years in prison and, of course, potential deportation after serving his sentence.
Okay, so we're talking about criminal activity here this afternoon. The man accused of trying to kill President Trump at a Florida golf club was trying to get some of those charges dropped today against him. Jill Nato says didn't work.
No surprise there.
Ryan Ruth's lawyers were trying to get two gun charges against him dismissed. One of those counts was a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. The other, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. His lawyers said those counts violated his Second Amendment rights. But Ruth has a previous felony conviction for illegally possessing dynamite. So U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon denied the motion to dismiss. Ruth was arrested last year when a Secret Service agent spotted a rifle barrel near where the president was golfing. The agent fired, and Ruth was soon chased down and arrested. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Chris, I was telling you yesterday, sometimes we just hear these dumb legal arguments and stuff. And it's solely because in situations like these, there is literally no defense. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting headlines spanning across your nation today. Don't go anywhere.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow-smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area. Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park, presented by East Hill Neighborhood Association. The music starts at 6:30. Find out more at bandsonthebayou.com. Sunday afternoon, Veterans Memorial Park will be honoring those who lost their lives during military service. The event begins at 1 with a presentation of colors. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Talking about stocks Indy mix today. We're going to get into that in just a second. Hillary Barsky standing by. But Jenny Casola moves in. There was a slight change in the number of people on unemployment benefits last week. Though more people remained on benefits, Jenny has more on the report.
New applications for unemployment benefits declined by 2,000 in the week ending May 17th to 227,000. It's not a big change and was slightly lower than expected. The previous week's new claims number was not revised. More people are remaining on benefits, though. Continuing claims rose to 1.9 million for the week ending May 10th. That report lags the weekly jobless claims report. Companies continue to be reluctant to lay off staff, though economists say new job opportunities are becoming more scarce, likely the reason continuing claims rose. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money today.
Choppy trading session with stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and ending mixed as President Trump's tax cut plan clears the House. Tech stocks gained while healthcare lagged, and crypto-related stocks, including crypto exchange Coinbase Global, advanced as the price of Bitcoin continues to surge to a fresh record of over $111,000. Shares of Nike rose 2% following news that the sports apparel giant would resume selling on Amazon. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, IBM, and Home Depot. The Dow down a point, the Nasdaq higher by 53, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, been a busy guy today, taking a look at that weather and checking out the traffic for you.
I sure have been busy, Chris, and it's not slowing down either. Had a texter letting us know, this is their word verbatim. Hey, just an FYI, Garcon Point Bridge, Gulf Breeze side, is blocked by Santa Rosa Sheriff both directions. So that is already kind of what we were letting you know about. Thank you very much, Texter, for giving us a bit more details on that. And of course, you're always more than welcome to text in 850-437-1620, whether it's traffic, news, or if you just want to ask how I'm doing. Let's see, looking at the roads here, they'll be on that bridge. Not too much going on. There is some good news for you. Highway 90 has some backups traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, at least locally, 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight, mostly clear this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear as well, but it's going to be pretty warm. There's going to be a high of 88 and a low of 74.
All right. Nice snapshot there locally. Let's go to the national scene. It's almost the unofficial start of summer. Parts of the Northeast could see snow in the next couple of days. Yipes! Mike Seidel is in Massachusetts this afternoon, freezing with more.
Here along the Massachusetts coast, we're getting battered by wind gusts over 40 miles an hour, moderate to heavy rain, and it is cold. Mid-40s with a wind chill around 40. Feels more like March than late May here just south of Boston. On the way, the high tide this evening. There's a coastal flood advisory up along the coast. A wind advisory through this evening. Everything pretty much moves out late tonight. Just a few leftover showers on Friday, but still chilly. As we head into the weekend, look for better weather. A slow warming trend by Memorial Day. Temperatures getting close to 70 here in Southeast Mass. In Scituate, Massachusetts, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And the ATF offering a $5,000 reward for tips that lead to the arrest of a group of New Orleans jail escapees. That's on top of the $5,000 reward from Crime Stoppers and the $10,000 reward from the FBI. So doing some quick math here, that brings the total to $20,000 on the table. 10 men escaped on Friday. 5 have been caught. One jail worker has been arrested for allegedly helping the men escape. His lawyer claims that the inmates threatened to kill his client if he did not help them break free.
627 News Radio 92.3. Mortgage rates are up and above the 7%. Mark today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage 7.08%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage 6.39%. Terrible thing with a flight coming out of Hawaii heading over to Los Angeles. It was a United Airlines flight. Had to go back to Hawaii after a concerning message was found on the bathroom mirror. Gary Baumgarten has this story.
Police meeting the plane as it returned to the airport, conducting a security sweep of the LA-bound flight. Neither they nor the airline saying what might have been found, nor whether anyone was arrested. But Honolulu police say that the FBI is now leading the investigation. No immediate word on what the message was. The 339 passengers on board rebooked on other flights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And almost 400 books removed from the U.S. Naval Academy School Library over DEI issues are being returned. The decision comes after a new review was done during the Pentagon's standardized search terms for DEI titles. Those standards determined only around 20 books were needed to be removed from shelves, but the Navy's prior search using its own terms called for 381 books to be removed. A review with the new DOD search only identified two or three of those books actually needed to be taken out.
Okay, protests broke out at Columbia University during the school's commencement ceremonies. Alexis McAdams was there with the report.
We've been out of Columbia University's campus and seen these protests before, but it was a little bit different this week because they were holding their graduation ceremony on campus. That's when a group ripping up what looked like diplomas lit those papers on fire. Those flames just kept on growing there on the city's Upper West Side in New York City as investigators from the NYPD did everything they could to stomp out the flames and the burning stack of diplomas. This happened outside of the gates, about 100 protesters gathering. Many are wearing masks, keffiyehs, and carrying Palestinian flags. Same thing we've seen there for months. A chaotic scene leading to at least two arrests.
And since we're talking about Ivy League schools here, a Columbia University student, Harvard can no longer enroll foreign students. There it is, getting our wires crossed here. That's according to Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem, who sent a letter to Harvard informing them that they can't do it as they have not fully complied with all reporting requirements to DHS. The Trump administration has already yanked millions in federal grants meant for the school.
Okay, this is a good story. The Coast Guard Academy's class of 2025 graduated. Ready to begin full-time military service, Kevin Urinsky has more in this Securing America.
Acting Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Kevin Lundy told the graduates,
"Our nation expects our military, you, to lead, fight, and win."
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the class they now have the rare opportunity to lead and change people's lives.
When consequences come that affect your people, that affect the United States of America, you will get angry on their behalf.
Noem went on to make this suggestion.
Use your talents to find special ways to contribute to our nation's safety, our security, and our prosperity.
The secretary says the class of 2025 is the first in a brand new Coast Guard. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center continuing to track a tropical wave that's moving west across the Atlantic. It's way out there. The wave moved off the coast of Africa earlier in the week. No tropical cyclone activity is expected over the next 7 days as we approach the official start of the 2025 hurricane season on June 1st.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Two Israeli embassy staffers were shot and killed last night at point-blank range outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. Investigators say the suspect, Elias Rodriguez, was caught on video shouting Free Palestine after being detained. Interim Washington, D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
We're going to continue to investigate this as a hate crime and a crime of terrorism.
Rodriguez is charged with several counts of murder. Attorney General Pam Bondi says they will seek the death penalty in the case. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a fiery small plane crash in a San Diego neighborhood early today. Senior aviation accident investigator Elliot Simpson describes what happened.
It struck power lines about 2 miles southeast of the airport, then collided with a house.
A music talent agency says three of its employees who were on the plane were killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the UWF Board of Trustees has scheduled a special board meeting for Tuesday, May 27th, to select an interim school president following the resignation of Martha Saunders. When trustees meet, they are set to pick an effective date for Saunders' resignation and discuss contracting with an executive search firm to find a permanent president.
Okay, Escambia commissioners looking into spending practices of organizations funded by the Escambia Children's Trust. A recent document shows 88% of the money awarded from last year was used for employee salaries and benefits, while only 11% went directly to programming for the kids. Commissioner Mike Kohler is calling for an audit of that organization.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, amid support from hunters and warnings of a slaughter from animal rights advocates, state wildlife officials Wednesday moved forward with Florida's first black bear hunt in a decade. Before a large crowd at the College of Central Florida in Ocala, the FWC voted 4-1 for a December hunt that could lead to as many as 187 bears being killed. The hunt will not include Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. The closest area to be included would be Panama City's Bay County.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And we're tied at 125 going to overtime.
Wait, what? The Knicks led the Pacers by 17 points with 6.5 minutes left. Up 3 at the start of the fourth quarter at home, New York's lead was 15 with under 5 minutes to go when the Pacers' Aaron Nesmith became a personal party of three.
Single-handedly keeping the Pacers' hopes alive here has been absolutely on fire.
Nesmith hits the three.
Another three by Nesmith. That's the great equalizer in our game.
Nesmith three. Good. Got it. Nesmith again. Three. Got it. He's a flamethrower. Nesmith. It's a three. Whoa. It's a two-point game.
Oh, my
goodness. It's a two-point game with 22 seconds to go.
On TNT, Aaron Nesmith hit 6 three-pointers for Indiana in the final 5 minutes of regulation. Tyrese Halliburton made an improbable shot with no time left to force overtime. Nearly a three-pointer that won it in regulation, but Indiana still outscored New York 13-10 in the extra session to steal Game 1, one of the greatest comebacks in NBA history. Final score 138-135 in overtime. Halliburton scored 31, Nesmith had 30. New York got 43 in defeat from Jalen Brunson and 35 from Karl-Anthony Towns. Game 2 tomorrow in New York. Hockey. Dallas Stars trailed the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 at the start of the third period in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. Dallas took a page from the Pacers' playbook, came back to win 5 goals in the third period, 3 on the power play in under 6 minutes. Stars 6, Oilers 3. Longtime Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay died Wednesday at age 65. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell stated Jim was a friend and a man deeply committed to his family, the game, the Colts, and the Indianapolis community. Led with integrity, passion, and care for the Colts players, coaches, and staff, his courageous work in support of mental health will be a lasting legacy. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the college football playoff is getting a slight format change for this upcoming season, and it's one a lot of people asked for. A straight seeding model will now be used, giving the top four ranked teams in the CFP's polls the first-round byes. Now, you may think, Austin, that's obvious. But last season, byes were awarded to the top four highest-ranked conference champions. The five highest-ranked conference champions will still be guaranteed spots in the 12-team field. They just might not necessarily get a bye out of it. The CFP said that they felt the change was in the best interest of the game.
Okay, just want to remind you that the Wahoos are in action this afternoon. If you can remember this, Pensacola brought out the big, actually Birmingham brought out the big guns last night, beating Pensacola 7-2. The game is already underway. First pitch went out at 6:05 against Birmingham. College football quarterback being accused of sexual assault in a civil lawsuit. Jared Max has the report.
Brigham Young University quarterback Jake Retzlaff has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman listed in a court filing as Jane Doe AG in November of 2023. She's suing Retzlaff for alleged battery, assault, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Retzlaff's attorney stated his client is factually innocent, and we don't try cases in the media. We'll respect the process and establish Jake's innocence through the judicial system. There have not been criminal charges filed against the former California quarterback, who transferred to BYU before last season and led the Cougars to an 11-2 record. The alleged victim is seeking punitive damages. She claimed she reported the incident to police in Provo but did not share her accuser's name, saying she was scared and in shock and not ready to confront him. Jared Max, Fox News.
Thank you, Jared. In fact, just a couple minutes ago, Jared was talking about the Western Conference Finals, Game 2 between the Timberwolves and Thunder. Of course, he was talking about how the Thunder won Game 1. And SGA, now we know him to be the MVP for this season. He and the Thunder are taking on the Timberwolves again, once again in OKC. But the reason why I'm rambling about this is because in just over 20 minutes, 7 p.m. on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, you can catch that game live. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola on its mobile app or on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Okay, let's talk NHL briefly here. The Blackhawks, Chicago Blackhawks, have hired a new coach. Jared Max has the information for us.
51-year-old Jeff Blashill replaced Anders Sorensen, who coached the team after Luke Richardson was fired in December. Blashill has spent the last 3 seasons as an assistant with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Before that, Blashill was the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings from 2015 to 2022. Blackhawks general manager Kyle Davidson said, "Jeff is an incredibly smart and talented coach who boasts more than 25 years coaching experience across developmental leagues, the NHL, and the world stage. We couldn't be more excited for what's to come under Jeff's direction. With the Red Wings, Blashill led the team to the playoffs his first season. Then Detroit was left out 6 years in a row. Blashill was let go. Jared Max, Fox News.
Also remember that the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals is also resuming tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Florida Panthers for Game 2 of the series. The Panthers, who are the defending Stanley Cup champs, lead that series 1-0.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Bears coach Ben Johnson talked about the tush push and said, have you ever seen a tush push become an explosive play? I like explosive plays. I like big plays. So I'm not a big tush push guy myself. I almost thought that was a fake quote, but it was not. Memo to Ben Johnson, the tush push creates first downs that could set up explosive plays, and the tush push also directly leads to touchdown. So maybe you should embrace the tush push. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Memorial Day travelers may experience some added stress due to heavy traffic this weekend. Lisa Brady has tips on how to reduce stressful situations.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the start of the Memorial Day weekend getaway. AAA predicting more than 45 million people will travel starting today through Monday, and that can mean added stress because of crowded roads. So how can you manage that? California Casualty is an insurance company with a few tips on how to reduce stress while driving. First, plan ahead. Be aware of alternate routes and traffic closures, and if you have kids, bring some games and snacks so they don't add more stress. Leave early to give yourself extra time to deal with the unexpected. And don't forget breathing exercises with deep breathing, calming the brain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new major study says that women are over 10 times more likely to develop postpartum psychosis if their sister had the condition. Postpartum psychosis can cause hallucinations and paranoia and could be life-threatening if not treated. Researchers from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York looked at the cases of over 1.6 million women who had the rare disorder that occurs after childbirth. The new study has found a familial connection and says having a sister with the disorder sharply increases a woman's chance of experiencing it. It also found the risk is even higher if the sister has bipolar disorder.
U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. released his Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, report. Peter Ducey is at the White House for us this afternoon.
It lays out the roadmap that RFK Jr. thinks federal agencies can use to reduce chronic childhood illnesses in this country. And the top of the list of problems is a poor diet. This report found that up to 70% of food that most children consume contains ultra-processed ingredients. Going through the other main bullet points of this report, chemical exposures are a concern, with the authors ordering a study on pesticides by next year. A lack of physical activity and chronic stress, basically kids playing less outside and more on their screens inside. And then over-medicalization, they say. The authors think kids in this country are being over-prescribed drugs they don't need.
And the World Health Organization's member states are adopting a landmark pandemic agreement. Brought on by the response to the COVID pandemic, the agreement lays out steps for better sharing of info and a streamlined system for cooperation when global health emergencies strike. It also aims to reduce barriers in getting health products and equipment where and when they're needed. The U.S. is no longer a member of the World Health Organization after President Trump pulled the country out on the first day of his second term.
Okay, let me help you out a little bit here. You got to be careful what you put in your salads. There's serious thing going on right now. Jill Nato reports on a recall for cucumbers.
The FDA says there's been a salmonella outbreak in 15 states
26 people sick and 9 hospitalized after eating cucumbers from Bednar growers in Florida. Those cukes were distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales from April 29th to May 19th. The FDA is working to determine where the potentially contaminated cucumbers were sent, but they do know they went out to both restaurants and retailers. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, and cramps. Young children, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems are more likely to have severe infections. Jill Nato, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price doing a magnificent job handling that weather and local traffic today. It's been a busy day, hasn't it?
It absolutely has, Chris. Let's see. Still got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and seeing some of the congestion caused by the closures on Garcon Point Bridge just over the water coming to and from Gulf Breeze. I believe a lot of this congestion is on the Gulf Breeze side, so if you're coming from Gulf Breeze on Garcon Point Bridge heading towards the Milton area, we do have a pretty heavy wave of backups there for you. Also, for the weather, at least on a local scale, 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, the first of several sunny, warm days, just like what we've had, high of 88, low of 74.
Something you will not find in the northeast part of our country. You can talk about warm weather and things.
Yes. Yeah.
Cooling and cooler than usual along the East Coast in the coming days. Higher than average temps here in the South. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
An area of low pressure spinning across the Ohio Valley will bring wet, cool conditions for this region and parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic through Friday. A developing coastal low is going to keep conditions cooler and windy along the coast heading into the weekend. Temperatures will feel more like March than the end of May. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the southern plains, and above average highs persist for the West and the South through Memorial Day. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Intuit today reporting quarterly results that beat analyst estimates, issuing stronger than expected guidance for the full year. Revenue in the fiscal third quarter increased 15% from $6.7 billion a year ago. Shares rose roughly 4% in extended trading. CNBC reports Nike will resume selling its products directly to Amazon in the U.S. for the first time since 2019. The company stopped selling its goods wholesale on Amazon as part of a push to distribute directly to the customer. Sales of previously owned homes in April fell 0.5% from March to a seasonally adjusted and annualized rate of 4 million units, and that's the slowest pace in April since 2009. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street following an early Thursday rally, the Dow off 1 point, the S&P 500 down 2, and the Nasdaq gained 53 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, after a more than a 5-year absence, been a while here, Nike returns to Amazon. Hillary Barsky has that story.
The sportswear brand will be coming back to the e-commerce giant for the first time since 2019 as Nike looks to boost lagging sales. Currently, Nike's products on Amazon are sold by independent merchants. The company stopped selling on Amazon as it shifted focus to sales on its own websites and in stores. Also, brand officials had grown disappointed with Amazon's failure to eliminate counterfeit merchandise. Nike is also reportedly looking to increase prices on apparel and equipment by as much as $10, while shoes priced between $100 and $150 will see a 5% hike. The company not specifically mentioning higher tariffs is the reason, but Nike does source a significant portion of its footwear from China and Vietnam. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a new report shows that employment is down at both big tech firms and startups in Austin, Texas. Heather Doshea with the venture capital firm Signalfire says that as businesses relocate back to the coasts, the jobs are leaving too. Employees are being told to show up to the office at least a few days a week, and without that critical mass of tech workers, startups are having trouble attracting workers to Austin as well.
Fed Reserve provided an update on interest rates following the House's passage of a tax cut and spending plan. Edward Lawrence reports from the White House.
The Federal Reserve board member says that the markets are looking for a little more fiscal discipline. He says that they're looking towards this reconciliation bill as possibly, you know, wrapping up in terms of lifting the yields on the 10-year and Treasury year yields. So if this reduces deficit spending in any way, when the Senate is done with it, that's what he hopes can go forward. The White House spokesperson Kush Desai told me this. He says, quote, critically, passing this bill reduces substantially the risk of any debt limit debate for at least a couple of years, which reduces the credit risk and is a net positive for the Treasury market.
President Trump could soon begin selling his gold cards to foreigners, which will make it possible for somebody to buy a visa for only $5 million. Here's Ashley Webster.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the gold card website allowing people to buy those U.S. permanent residencies for $5 million will launch within a week, right around the corner. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could sell 1 million of the cards, enough to retire the national debt. It is meant to replace the EB-5 investor visa, which gives out green cards in return for a much smaller investment in the U.S. economy. Lutnick says TrumpCard.gov would initially allow people to register their interest in buying one of the cards.
651 on the dot. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into this evening.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. May is Older Americans Month. Join Dawn and a patient from Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10:30. They'll be highlighting aging trends, answering questions and texts, and discuss how Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Why were machine guns being shot off with blanks at Crab Island last Friday? Pensacola City Council tonight going to consider the new facility being proposed at the Legion Field. The Escambia County Commission just up and adds a fire station to the conversation about improving fire service in the county. And the Chicago Sun-Times runs a suggested summer reading list that includes 10 completely non-existent AI-generated fake books. Listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Who in the heck would have thought Kim Kardashian would pass her law apprenticeship? I didn't know she was going in this direction.
I think I remember her pursuing something like that.
Well, she has, and Michelle Polino's all over it.
Kim Kardashian has officially graduated from her law program after 6 years of studying through California's Law Office Study Program. Instead of attending a traditional school, Kardashian announced in 2019 that she had enrolled with the State Bar of California in 2018 to complete a four-year apprenticeship under a licensed attorney. California is one of only a few states, along with Vermont, Virginia, and Washington, that allow aspiring lawyers to skip law school and study through an apprenticeship. The reality star, entrepreneur, and mom of four celebrated her milestone with a backyard graduation ceremony attended by family and friends. She shared photos and videos of the event on her Instagram story. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Tom Hanks will star in the world premiere of a new off-Broadway production later this year. Previews for This World of Tomorrow, which the actor co-wrote with playwright James Glossman, will start October 30th at the Sheds Griffin Theater in Hudson Yards. Tony Award-winning director Kenny Leon will also be involved in the play, which will run through December 21st. It's based on short stories penned by Hanks and tells the story of a time-traveling scientist in search of true love who repeatedly returns to the same day at the 1939 World's Fair in Queens, Queens. Hanks and Glossman previously worked together in the play Safe Home in 2022.
All right. Country's coming to Las Vegas with Kenny Chesney's new residency. Tanya J. Powers has more.
No Shoes Nation is getting ready for Kenny Chesney's residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. The Country Music Hall of Famer's 15-date run kicks off this evening and runs through June 21st. DJ Brandi Cyrus will warm up the crowd before Kenny takes the stage. In Vegas, but can't make it to the show? You can still check out the guitars, tiki bars, and a whole lot of love pre-show experience at the Venetian Resort. It's full of artifacts, memories, and interactive moments, and it's open from Wednesday through Sunday during show weeks, and you don't need a ticket to visit. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price in with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, it's been a hectic evening, but most places are looking fine now. Thank you for staying safe out there. We still have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And we do have what looks like some mild congestion on Garson Point Bridge. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound, coming from Gulf Breeze, heading towards the Pace Milton area. As for the weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, pretty warm, sunny, mostly clear, high of 88, low of 74. And that's kind of going to be how the weekend's looking until we get to Memorial Day Monday, where there's going to be a maybe slight chance of rain in the latter half.
We'll use pop-up showers in our vocabulary there.
Sure, sure. Especially now, several days in advance.
Okay, a popular sitcom from the 2000s. I was going to say 2000s, coming back. Scrubs. Michelle Polino has it.
Zach Braff is getting back into his Scrubs. Deadline reports that Braff has signed on to reprise his role as John J.D. Dorian in the upcoming Scrubs follow-up, now in development at ABC. Creator Bill Lawrence says the new series will be a mix of revival and reboot, bringing back familiar faces while introducing a new generation of surgical interns. The original series starred Braff and premiered in 2001 on NBC. The plot revolved around the professional and personal lives of medical interns at the fictional Sacred Heart Hospital. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and also wanted to touch on this. Two-time Oscar-winning actress Hilary Swank, Friday night's commencement speaker at Chapman University. University President Danielle Strupa says Swank embodies the resilience, integrity, and transformative spirit Chapman strives to instill in its students. The Orange County Register reports that along with her two Oscars, Swank founded the Hilary Foundation that connects abandoned animals with foster children.
Boy, it's been a long time since this TV series was out. I'm talking about Twin Peaks. You do remember that, right?
I remember the name, but I never watched it.
Very interesting series. I enjoyed it. Well, the cast has now launched a national tour. Michelle Polino with the details.
Top members of the original cast of Twin Peaks are set to tour the country later this year. Starting in early August, stars of the David Lynch series will be sitting down for conversations in cities across the U.S. from Tysons, Virginia to Seattle, Washington. The tour will make 18 stops in all, and two of the stops will take place at iconic series locations. Ray Wise, who played Leland Palmer, and Harry Goes, who played Deputy Andy Brennan, and others will share their experiences from behind the scenes to in front of the camera at the ticketed events. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and I want to see if there's going to be other national cinema chains to take this plan. A national theater chain offering $1 movies to keep children busy this summer. Regal Cinemas has over 400 multiplexes across the country. This week, the theater chain announced its Regal Summer Movie Express, which will offer family-friendly movies on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings for only $1 a show. The summer lineup starts June 10th with showings of Puss in Boots and Sing 2.
All right, millions of Americans are beginning their travels ahead of the Memorial Day weekend, kicking off the official, or I should say the unofficial, start of summer. Here's Jeff Manasso.
AAA says over 45 million of us will travel 50 miles or more today through Monday, a record, and up 1.4 million from last year's Memorial Day weekend, with about 5 million of us traveling via air, train, bus, or cruise ship, and 40 million traveling by car.
Have an emergency kit in the vehicle with extra waters and extra snacks, first aid kit, you know, things that if there were to be an emergency on the road, are you prepared in your car?
AAA's Aixa Diaz says that gas prices are hovering a little over $3 per gallon, that price the lowest since 2021. With top domestic Memorial Day destinations this year, including Orlando, New York City, and Anchorage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, here's something to put down on that calendar. Santa Rosa commissioners are offering a readiness internship for the Skills and Experience program this summer. This begins June 10th through August 1st. The internship is open to all residents of Santa Rosa County who are 16 to 20 years of age. Hey, Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll see you tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.